This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, 7 past the hour, reuniting you are with the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. With a launch of a new health review, this is something the World Health Organization wants you to know. And even though I'm not a fan of the United Nations, nor necessarily of the World Health Organizations, I am into this because I know that what they're talking about is, in fact, correct. Did you know that microplastics have been found in 90% of bottled water? 90% of bottled water has some kind of microplastic that's going through your system. So the risks of plastic in drinking water are huge, according to this analysis. These little teeny pieces of plastic that you don't even know are there. Sometimes we talk about them because bottles are ground up and they're put into things like toothpaste. Or the stuff that you put on your face to really scrub it down, those sorts of things. There was an analysis of 259 bottles from 19 different locations in 9 countries, 11 different brands of water, finding 325 plastic pieces in every one of those bottles. 325 plastic pieces. And there are high levels of microplastics in tap water now, as well, because there's so much garbage in the system. The bottle of Nestle's Pure Life water concentrations were hugely higher. 10,000 plastic pieces were found in a bottle of their water.
1 liter. That's just
common.
Oh.
Yeah. Most common type of plastic fragment is propylene, which is the plastic used to make the caps that they put on the bottles. Bottles analyzed were bought in our country, in China, in Brazil, in India, in Indonesia, Mexico, Lebanon, Kenya, and Thailand. The brands tested were Aqua, Aquafina, Dasani, Epura, Evian, and Nestle, San Pellegrino even in this. Most of these companies are owned by Pepsi or Coca-Cola or Nestle. And then there was another analysis done that was just released yesterday examining 19 consumer bottled water brands in our country, finding plastic microfibers in the bottles. The brand Boxed Water contained 58 plastic fibers per liter. Good God. Ice Mountain and Ozarka, both of them are Nestle brands, have concentrations at 15 and 11 pieces per liter. Fiji water had 11 plastic fibers. I always thought that was kind of the standard. That's the one that I buy.
That's the one I always drink, too.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's even less about the water itself and more about, they say that these microplastics, they can also be airborne. Yeah. And so in the facility where they're being bottled, that could also be where the contamination's happening as well.
Yep.
So if it's coming out of the water, like San Pellegrino is actual mineral water, I believe. Yes. I don't think it's carbonated after the fact. I think it's naturally carbonated.
That's in a bottle, though. That's in a real bottle. At least San.
Well, they come in plastic bottles, too.
It does? Oh, it
yeah.
does. Okay. Yeah.
So I think that's where they ran into the problem. There.
So, remember when I have talked on numerous occasions, actually, about all of the marine animals that the plastics are building up inside? The whale that got beached and died at 400 pounds of plastic in it. They cut it open, and you can see the bottles. You can see all kinds of bags and plastic remnants of things inside the gull of this whale. So, anyway, the fact that we're being exposed to all of this is something we ought to be doing more about cleaning up, frankly. That's why I drink well water. I had wells at the farm, but I don't have them here at the house. Well water, far superior. Is the stuff is just whatever comes out.
Well, and you're also dipping into it. You're just using it. You're not bottling it. I think there is something to be said for the processing plants. I went to, and I won't use the name because I don't want to, like, incriminate them, but I went to get because I don't know that they were doing anything wrong. I think this is just maybe standard practice for factories. But when I was working for doing some volunteer work for the Alzheimer's Association, I had reached out. We were having a big event, and I had reached out to a big provider of fruits and vegetables and, you know, platters like that.
Yeah.
And went to pick it up at their facilities, their donation, and they were very generous. So I can't hit them for that. But I was shocked when I walked in and just saw all the stuff that was kind of rotting on the floor and just the conditions.
Dirty, grubby, gross. Yeah.
And I don't think we think about processing of water, but that water has to get into a bottle somehow. And it's obviously in some sort of factory facility where that's probably what kind of conditions it's being bottled in.
Yeah, and I would say, kind of related, after working at a catering company and one of those big event centers, I would never have my wedding there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Really?
So the kitchen's dirty?
Yeah, just in, you know, the fruit and everything. It's just, stuff is not in great condition. So FYI for the future.
Page two of this is that as we understand the problems of plastic in the bottles and in our atmosphere, and when I say atmosphere, I don't mean in the air, but water is the atmosphere as well. Adidas is taking on the problem, making waves, if you'll pardon the pun. Last year, they sold 1 million pair of shoes made from recycled plastic, and their activewear brand isn't stopping there either. They announced yesterday they're going to incorporate repurposed ocean plastic into all their products in the next 10 years. They're going to sell another 5 million pair of recycled plastic shoes by the end of the year. To create their recycled plastic product, Adidas works with Parley for the Oceans, which is an organization that gathers plastic waste, the beaches and the sea, cleans it up and then cuts it up, turns it into yarn for use in consumer products. More and more plastics, we're producing more and more, using more and more. Our town is looking at banning plastic bags, which I think is a great idea. They've pretty much done it all over California. I think, Jennifer, you don't like the idea, if I remember us having this discussion before.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for me...
Well, I don't mind using paper. I just think it's ridiculous that stores are using this as a new profit center to charge me for bags.
The state...
Irritating.
In Massachusetts, I think that it's up to the communities, but out in California, isn't it a state law that you have to pay 10 cents for a plastic for a paper bag?
It's not state, but most of the localities have now adapted to that plan, yes.
Yeah. They do that in New York, too.
Yeah, it's just another tax.
It's only a couple of... I forget how much it is.
It's still a tax. A
couple of cents or whatever.
Doesn't make any difference. It's a tax. So it all goes, it's one more tax, just one more way to get money to waste it. So,
well, in this case, I actually agree with that.
I don't agree with getting rid of the plastic.
You just said you agree with getting rid of the plastic bags.
I'm for it, but why are we going to tax people for it? Just stop using it.
You can just pull the plastic out and switch to paper.
Yeah.
Or just have a sign up that says, please ask, or you know, if you need a bag.
And the plastic is much more expensive than the paper is anyway. So they're doing themselves a favor, but it hasn't been convenient, so people still use plastic. And that's what's killing these animals. It's killing the atmosphere. You can reuse this stuff and use it well in the roads, in all kinds of things, even putting a little plastic in tires now. It's okay. That's fine. Didn't we 2 or 3 weeks ago talk about some circumstance where we saw 30-40% of it just now going to landfills? Didn't we? I remember that? Was that a dream, or did I really?
No, that's probably accurate. Yeah. The landfill thing, yesterday I actually bought, this is kind of funny, but I bought new poop bags for my dogs, and they're made from corn. And so they look like plastic and they feel like plastic, but they're actually made from corn fiber. Yeah. They're made from corn fiber, so they're
so
they're biodegradable. Yeah, and so when the poop bags get taken to the landfill, they biodegrade along with the poop. Because right now, poop sits, if you think about it, anywhere where there's, you know, in a heavily populated area.
It's in the plastic bag.
It stays in the plastic. And even though I've been buying recycled plastic bags, it still doesn't go any further after I use it.
No.
So that's been kind of bothering me, and I hate the idea of landfills anyway, so I was happy to find that corn is useful in that sense.
Poop forever! 16 past the hour on the DJV Experience. The people who are running some of the smartest and best-run businesses in the country are using ZipRecruiter.com. You can be included in that list, and you don't have to pay a nickel for it to get started, thanks to the deal that we made with ZipRecruiter.com. So you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter without having to pay for it, so you can find a fabulous employee that is listing his or her credentials, CV, resume, whatever you want to call it, on one of the leading job boards. And then because ZipRecruiter works all of those job boards and is aware of, it's amazing this what this technology does, but you can, with just one click, posting the need for an employee, finds within 24 hours somebody or two or three or four people who are qualified, and they do a lot of the technology does a lot of the screening, so you don't even have to do that. Post the job that you need filled, and identify the most qualified candidates the next day thanks to ZipRecruiter.com. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate in the next day. Easy to use, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Easy to use, free to use. Use it in your growing business. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
For a limited time at Sprint, lease one Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get one S9 on us. Plus, with Galaxy Forever exclusively from Sprint, you can upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy Forever does. And it's included with Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. These phones are loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo, advanced low-light photo taking, and instant translation of street signs, menus, and more. You can also create AR emojis you have to see to believe. Switch to Sprint today. Lease a Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus, and for a limited time, get one S9 on us. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/galaxy.
S9, $33 a month. S9 Plus, $38 a month. And get a second S9, $0 a month after $33 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month leases with two new lines or one new line and one upgrade after 12 lease payments. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation fee. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Restrictions apply.
All right, so you're invited to get the new Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus at Sprint. Visit sprint.com/galaxy for the Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus. Anybody seen one of these or used one of these? Got any
highly buttons? Rated. People are loving the Samsung 9. Yep.
Right. Yep. Visit sprint.com/galaxy. You can upgrade after 12 lease payments, too, with that deal. So I love studies and surveys, as you know. If you listen to this program with any regularity, you know that I take most of them and try to eschew the important elements of them. For example, this one that came out yesterday, focusing on black boys raised in America, even in the wealthiest of families and living in some of the most well-to-do neighborhoods, still, over their lifetime, earn less in adulthood than white boys with similar backgrounds. This is an overview that studied about 1 million children. White boys who grew up rich are likely to remain that way. Black boys raised at the top, however, are more likely to become poor than to stay wealthy. So I'm wondering, my question isn't about the white boys and the white and the black boys, it's about white girls. Why is it this study looks at this is what's wrong with our thinking in this country, and you wonder why girls are excluded from this, that, or the other thing, or have a problem. This is a perfect example. Why wouldn't you survey both white boys and girls and black boys and black girls, not just boys? Why would you do that? I think it throws into question the validity of the whole study, frankly. That's what I think. How about that? 21 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hour now, news time. We're always talking about the news. That's why people like listening to this program, because we have interpretations of things going on all around us with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I focus now on Cynthia Nixon, who was in Sex and the City. She's running in the gubernatorial race in New York. She is being pushed by what elements? Who's behind her campaign? She obviously has support, or she wouldn't get out there. She's well known, but does she have a chance against Andrew Cuomo would be the question, Victoria.
That's a great question. We'll see what her platforms will be. I know that she's been very vocal about public school education in New York. She and her wife have been, they're both activists for education, so that's going to be a big item for her. And it'll just depend really on what Cuomo comes up with and how he responds to her. She's very smart. She's very well spoken. I think she would do fabulously well in a debate. So it's going to be, it certainly makes it a lot more interesting.
She said, quote, "We're sick of politicians who care more about headlines and power than they do about us."
That's why I love Bill de Blasio, who stays away from headlines.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, that wasn't her quote.
Yeah, no. She's married to Christine Marinoni, who is an activist. I don't know, is that like a community organizer? What does it mean when you're an activist?
She focuses on education stuff, too. The two of them work together on that.
Yeah, okay. The press release that came out yesterday said that the candidate will spend the coming weeks traveling across the state to hear from voters. So those of you who are upstate in Cobleskill, you'll be hearing from Cynthia Nixon in the next week or 10 days. I predict that'll be the case. And then off to Utica and Rome and places like that. Let's get to music news now, 25 past the hour. Kansas in the music news today, launching a tour in support of the 40th year of their existence. 40 years after it was recorded, the point of known return, listed as one of the great progressive rock records of all time because of this huge hit that was in it, Dust in the Wind. Crank that up, will you, for a second? I think it's a fabulous song.
Crumbles to the ground, though we refuse.
What a great story.
Dust in the wind.
It really is.
I can't stand. stand Kansas.
Oh,
God, I just can't stand any of this.
Father, don't listen. Put your fingers in your ears.
I'll just check out right now.
All right, check out.
It's very relaxing, so you can just kind of lay back and let go. Let it blow over you like dust in the wind.
Right.
The Point of Known Return Tour kicks off September 28th in Atlanta, stops at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tobin Center in San Antonio, Kirby Center in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. A lot of tours going through Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania this year. You notice that?
Wilkes-Barre, yeah.
What do you mean, Wilkes-Barre?
That's the name of the town. It's Wilkes-Barre.
No, it's not. It's Wilkes-Barre.
No, it's not. It's Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, it is. You don't know.
It's Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
It is not.
I've never heard anybody
we need to
in
call
my
from
life.
There. I haven't either, actually.
Yeah, never.
Which is weird.
I used to be on a radio station there. Ever.
It should be Barre, probably, but I've always heard Wilkes-Barre.
Show starts never with an acoustic set, followed by a second set of deep cuts, final set of Point of No Return in its entirety. So, Steve Walsh, who was the lead singer, retired from Kansas in 2014, was replaced by Ronnie Platt, who's currently fronting the group on tour, sang for the 40th anniversary of Left Overture, which came out last year. It was the success of that tour that prompted the band to hit the road again this year in support of Point of No Return, which peaked at number 4 in Billboard's album charts. 6 million copies, not bad. Fans will get to hear stuff that we really don't normally play. See, that's what I don't want to go see. I don't want to go see a band like this play deep cuts. I don't care. I don't know.
You want the hit.
I want
Kansas
the
fans are like deep cut nerds, so that's
really?
Probably why they would like that. Yeah.
I'm with you.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's the DJV Show, 34 after the hour. The powerful sounds of Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. Here on the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen. We are in the midst, sort of on air, off air, talking about women and men. We do this frequently, and I made reference to a study of black boys and white boys and who comes out on top after their life's experience. I noticed in the continuing focus on women around the world, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia, arriving in the United States for a visit, scheduled to meet with President Trump, tour a number of cities. The goals,
and
he says,
he's coming to Los Angeles to muck up traffic.
Selling Americans on his plans to reform the social life, which is script for improving life for women. He was asked by the New York Times in an article that appears today when women are going to be equal to men. The prince said, they are now. We are all human beings, and there is no difference. And that has contributed a lot to, he's 32.
That's pretty progressive.
Loosening restrictions on women's dress, expansion of their role in the workforce, said the government was working on regulations to ensure equal pay for women. We don't even have that here. So that would be
I'm going to be so freaking pissed if Saudi Arabia gets equal pay for men and women before the U.S. does.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? We've got this Time's Up movement happening, and if Saudi Arabia, they just let women drive like 4 months ago.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
crazy.
Trust me, I think you're still better off being a woman in America. Still yeah. for now.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to Los Angeles. He's going to be meeting with a bunch of different people in Southern California. He's meeting entertainment executives, actually,
the Arabs
in LA.
The Arabs love Los Angeles. They love Beverly Hills. They love Southern California. So, anyway, I find it interesting. I hope it's the story. But, you know, you come back to what we're talking about here. It isn't just in America. It's all around the world. Women's advancements in the social and cultural arenas and the political arenas. Talking about Cynthia Nixon running for the governor's chair in New York State. Women, though, still face barriers to financial progress. If you're a woman, you need to recognize these challenges and not just recognize but respond to them. The key obstacles to financial security for women. If I asked each of you, how would you respond to my question? What are the key obstacles to financial security for women? Victoria, you want to start? Jennifer, okay, whatever, whoever wants to start.
Sorry. Well, it depends. Are you talking about, look, in general?
Well,
I couldn't.
I think the wage gap, the gender wage gap, is very important for me.
Yes,
women. Still earn about 80 cents for every dollar men earn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Women, though, also face other threats to their security. They are far more likely than men to take time away from the workforce to raise a family and not be paid. They get then, at the end of their lives, the end of their career, smaller Social Security payments than men do.
That's true.
You know, there's that. A lot of people don't think about that. And other 401k plans, retirement accounts, women don't get as much out of them as men do because of what I just mentioned. Anyway, go ahead, Jennifer.
Well, so those are kind of broad. I would say if we were talking specifically about challenges that I think I've seen in my own life, it's that in the industry that I work in, which is entertainment and talk radio, women are not valued as much as men are in the radio business. Mm-hmm. And that's grim. But I think that it's, and I think it's changing.
I'll tell you the truth. The three of you are making more than I am being here. I say that maybe that's because of all kinds of other things. But you're getting screwed at your other job.
Look,
No.
It's not about necessarily getting screwed anywhere. It's that in general, in this industry, people find it more comforting to hear a male voice than they do a female voice.
Oh,
and I think that
really, you
and
think that's
been,
true?
Yeah, I absolutely think that.
Really?
And I think that it's been a long time coming for people like Victoria and Kara now, and me, who work hard to prove that look, women can be just as comforting, just as authoritative, just as smart as some of our male counterparts.
I never think that way at all. Am I that unusual? I don't think of you and your voices. I love listening to the three of you, but I don't think about your voice. I think about what you have to say. And you know that about me because you've all been around me that long. I just don't get what there is. I know I have a nice voice and people like to listen to my voice. Okay, so that's fine. And if you can't have a good voice and be on the radio, then you probably ought not to be on the radio. But when I think of you, I'm much more interested in what you have to say and how you say it. So, but maybe I'm in the minority.
But you know, as personally, I think that as far as listeners go, I think that there are still plenty. We've talked about sports radio all the time, mm-hmm. where people get annoyed by listening to women's voices and don't necessarily even give them the chance to listen to what they're saying and see if they're credible. And I think, I don't know, it's possible if you think of other radio hosts, maybe there are female radio hosts that you don't like listening to.
Yeah,
there are a few, but not because they're women. mostly because of what they have to say.
I feel really lucky because I work for people across the board who take chances on women, but I think most of the time in this business, just broadly, women are used as kind of the second banana, as someone who's there to make the other person feel better.
Right.
And, you know, I don't shy away from that role because I was a big fan of Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show, and I think if you're a really good second banana, you make your first banana look even better, right? And
right,
so I think there is a big talent in it if you can put your ego aside.
Right.
But even in, I mean, look at all the major players in talk radio. You have to go down the list for a while till you find a woman. You've got now maybe Laura Ingraham and Dana Loesch, but they still are not nearly as successful as their male counterparts.
No. By the way, Jennifer, I'm very happy to have you talk about my big banana.
Oh, you know.
Oh, boy.
And then what did you do with that?
See? That's where it goes. All right, Victoria, what about you?
Well, I think Jen put that just really well.
Let me ask you something that is different from what Jennifer was saying.
Okay.
But I mentioned 401ks. Do you manage your money and Lewis's money? Are you the manager of the money?
I have had to step into that role because I learned that I married someone who sucks at it. So, yes, I am now the finance, which is hilarious to anyone who knows me because I'm, like, traditionally not that great with financial planning, but I've had to become better at it quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I felt that and I didn't know the answer to the question, but I sort of felt that that might have been your role.
But isn't that normal, though, in married couples?
Women?
My mom manages all of the family finances.
The last time I had, there was a conversation that we had about a year or so ago, and I remember the outcome of the conversation. It had something to do with how I was spending my money and how she was spending her money. And she said, me telling you how to spend your money is like you telling me how to spend my money. And I chuckle at thinking about that, but it's true because I've been independent most of my life. I haven't had to have a sort of scenario where there was a budget or I had to, you know, work off of whatever came in from both sides. That sort of thing hasn't been my problem. So I'm not somebody
other than providing for your children.
Yeah.
Once they got through school or whatever, then that's pretty. You've been on your own, really, right?
Yeah.
You only
right.
really have to consider yourself and your businesses and things like that.
Well, I have to consider you, and I have to consider.
Well, we're part of the business.
Yeah, you're part of my family in a sense. But there's a different sort of reality here in thinking about, and that's why when I came to you, I was thinking about the 401k question and how you invest, because most of the stats, if you look at them, women are so much better at doing most everything. They really are.
Including being doctors.
Bristle.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
But
I'm talking about investors here.
Yeah.
Women generally are more conservative than our men. And they do better with 401ks. They do better with long-term and short-term investments in portfolios. They have a risk tolerance. I always love that when men say, well, my risk tolerance. No, you moron. It's because you're not looking at everything. You just throw stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And that's not smart. Women are smarter with money. They don't have as much of it. On the average, as men do, if you're
my
looking at
my grandmother took care of the whole household when my and you, that was a pretty. I don't know if that was a traditional thing or not, but my Mima and Bunky,
I think it was.
Love.
Yeah.
Mima would do every check, every bit of money. She put Bunky on an allowance, even though he was the one that was really
Mima and Bunky. Oh my God, that's the cutest ever.
Mima and Bunky.
Oh,
yeah, they
God.
Were the cutest ever. I miss them so much.
In my growing up years, my mother never handled a penny. She didn't. I don't even know. When I think back about it, thinking about her relationship with my father, I don't ever remember. I remember there were fights because they fought about everything. They fought about money, but my mother never seemed to have money. And I never depended from when I was 8 years old. I had a job. And I never really depended. I never got an allowance. Did you guys all get allowances when you were kids?
Yeah,
not
but we had
really.
Chores. Like
yeah.
I had
to do chores. You got
do
some
certain things.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was being paid for. See, when I was a kid, I was expected to do things because there was something to eat on the table. So I mowed the lawn. I did the garden. I painted the house. I did whatever needed to be painted to be done.
My allowance was I went to work for my dad starting at 12. Child labor was my
there
allowance.
You are. And here you are, 28 years later, the queen of the hop, as it were. All right, Kara, what about you? What's your story with money? What are you doing with the extra money that you're making now bartending? Are you putting that away, sort of squirreling it away in a smart place?
I haven't spent any of it yet. I actually just got my first check, and I've been keeping all my tips, so I need to go to the bank with that. But my plan, at least for now, because I'm planning my trip to Italy, so I took my entire tax refund and put that in a savings account, and then all of my tips that I'm going to get over the next few months are also going to go into that savings account.
Good.
So I can buy lots of food and lots of other stuff in Italy.
Bring us back presents.
Yeah,
when are you
sure.
going?
I'm going in May.
May, okay.
Yeah, so
I'm already a bad influence on her. She needs to get sandals, and of course I was like, oh, here's some sandals to look at, and they're way more expensive than what she should be spending, probably.
Actually, to be honest, I was looking at other sandals yesterday with, like, a more comfortable sole, and they're even more expensive. That's the one you told me about.
Yeah, so,
bad influence.
That brings me around to something else. Wondering, now people are beginning to get their tax refunds, and I wonder how much, there are a lot of people who get thrilled. Megan and Matthew always take the maximum deduction, and they got back their money. They're moving this week into this is a 2-week process that I guess I'm going to help them finish tomorrow. Moving from one place to another, and they got in the midst of all of it their tax refund. And I was
they got their refund already.
Raised my their eyebrow. My,
wow.
Well, they filed early, and you know, I mean, they don't have a lot of stuff. They just they have their W-2s, and they take the maximum deduction, so the government is happy to borrow their money and give it back to them after not having paid them any interest for a year.
Mm.
So then I said to them, well, I know what they're doing with the tax refund, because it all has to do with fixing up the house, buying me paint so I can paint. that's what I'm doing Thursday and Friday, Saturday, is painting the porch. So, but the fact that we have these refunds, and I wondered what you would do with the money, and Kara just said something. She put hers in her little, she's got a little compartmentalized savings account over there.
I have a savings account, and it's got a 1.5% interest, which is about as much as
you're
going to
get
now.
Right, yeah. Average refund, by the way, this year is $2,760. That's what the average, is.
Huh.
And so
we don't know what we're getting back yet, but ours is just going to go right into the savings account. We met with our accountant last week, so whatever we do get back, we're just putting it right into savings.
So you've done your taxes. Jennifer, how'd you do it? You've done taxes already?
Oh, heck no. I have a month, please. Don't bog me down.
You're like me. I'll see you in October.
Yeah, I don't give them the deduction either. I take my deductions ahead of time.
But I learned the hard way last year when I sold my other house and I hadn't done quarterlies. And, man, did I get it in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I got it in the neck.
They don't mind. They don't care about what you're going through.
So, no, they don't, not at all. Anyway, I just was sort of thinking about this and wondering, if you invest your money well, Kara, you should get 5, in the conservative way, 5, 6, 7, maybe 8% annual rate of return.
On what? Where is that? Because tell me where to go for that.
Bonds. Now you can do bonds, but you got to do long term stuff.
Yeah.
You can't expect it's going to and it's usually layered, so that you don't, it's not all the same. Shouldn't be the same source, and it should be.
Yeah. We call it diversifying, Dougie. Diversifying.
Yes, that's what you call it.
That's something that my parents didn't ever really do, and they don't really know that much about, and so I in turn don't really know much about it. So that's my goal, to learn about that.
Well, let me, Jen, give you a little piece of advice. Get yourself a Roth IRA now, and even just put in the bare minimum of it.
Yep, that's
because very good on your tax return too.
It's good for your tax returns, and it's also really good when you cash it out, because you're young. You'll be able to really enjoy it.
Yeah. Younger people are the average. I was wrong with that. 2760 is the millennial average. As you get older, in the 40s, it's 5,500. You're getting back 6,500 for people in their 50s. The more money you make, obviously, the more they take and the more you get back, hopefully. 10 before the hour.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's time for some Good Day Health. The talents of Dr. Jack Stockwell here as we continue our overview of how to make you healthy, how to keep you healthy, how to keep you focused on your health and well-being. There's a new study that finds antidepressants to be largely ineffective and potentially dangerous. This is news to you, Jack?
Well, it just came out at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And I think, as we've said on the show a couple of times in the past, every one of these school shootings have involved somebody heavily on antidepressants.
Yep.
And so the study just came out of the Zurich University of Applied Sciences in Switzerland. And it just said, essentially, I'm quoting from the study very briefly, due to several flaws, such as publication and reporting bias, the unblinding of outcome assessors, concealment, and recoding of serious adverse events, the efficacy of antidepressants is systematically overestimated, and harm is systematically underestimated. That's significant.
Right, so is that because of the drug companies and all their PR and their influence peddling?
Yes. Heavens yes.
Yeah.
Heavens yes. So they conceal bad outcome, or they recode bad outcomes. In other words...
What does it mean, recode? Explain that, please.
Well, somebody, almost every antidepressant insert will say... suicide is a possible side effect of using the drug.
But wouldn't you say that all of the things, when you see an ad in a newspaper or a magazine, or when you watch one on television, or even hear one on the radio, they spend 15, 20 seconds telling you why to use the drug and 40 seconds telling you why you better not use it because you'll kill yourself. And yet people don't seem to listen to that stuff.
Yes, and then they recode kill yourself to physical harm.
Right.
This person harmed themselves. Things like that.
Yeah.
And other kinds of recoding so that it doesn't actually show extremely dangerous nature of this stuff. The first real two popular antidepressants came out in the 50s. Remember when someone was stressed or hysterical or full of anxiety, oh, she needs a bromide. Remember when they used to say that?
No, I remember something else, but I don't remember a bromide. Another one of the common names back then? What's another antidepressant that came out early on? Do you remember? I have one on the tip of my tongue, but I can't.
Yeah, me too. I can't. Right.
Anyway, so the point is, the harm here is systematically underestimated, and there are other sources. So now that we're on the negative side, or we've made people aware of the antidepressant problem, what do we give them? That is, you're from the all-natural world, as am I. So what do people take if they're feeling that they need a little, you know, you go to therapy, isn't there something you can modify your chemical? This is all about chemical balance.
Well, it is, and it's getting back into whole foods for your source of nutrition as opposed to processed foods. Remember, the reason that there's so much processing of foods is to obtain shelf life in the supermarkets.
Right.
So there's not a lot of throwaway and then back charge to the supplying company. Now they have shelf life of anywhere from 2 to 3 up as much as 6 months for some of this stuff. And the only way they can do that is they have to get rid of that which is the nutritious aspect of the food, because that's the part that spoils first.
Yeah.
So they've got to get rid of that stuff. So, you know, it's one of the reasons why we came up with ageless thyroid. It's why fish oil is so important, because the kind of fat that's in fish oil is the kind of fat that is heavily concentrated inside the human brain, or any mammal for that matter, but we're talking about humans here. And when we are deficient of certain kinds of nutrients, especially that which comes from whole foods, then some part of us is going to suffer. And then when the brain suffers, my goodness, everything suffers.
Now, this is a perfect lead-in. It wasn't intended that way, but it does give me a perfect opportunity to talk about one of the sponsors that speak to what you just said. Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products.
Yes.
Comes with CoQ10. Here's a fish oil. If you can't eat it, get enough fish, then you need to get the right omega-3s, and that's what this Purity product has in it. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Krill oil is for joints, joint comfort, supports the bursa, lubricates your joints. And then on the cardiovascular side, Jack, there's fish oil, and the omega-3s are the best, and that's what they put in Krill Omega 50 Plus. Purity products is all of, I'm taking it, all the people on the program are taking it. It combines ultra pure fish oil and krill oil together. One small pill, not the big, huge pills that you burp up after you've taken it. This is a powerful way for you to get the boost that you need, and it's free. The bottle, first bottle's free. Call 800-355-1493. Sign up for a free bottle. Pay shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.